Beach easy.
Hey, mamas. Welcome back to another episode of I Speak Mama, the show where we chat about the chaos and joys of mamahood. Grab your favorite beverage, give your kids the iPad, and take a break, because it's the holiday season, and frankly, we think you need one. I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom, and you're absolutely right.
I was listening to another podcast recently, and the whole episode was about how Christmas wouldn't exist if it wasn't for the spirit of moms.
Amen.
And I could not relate to that more.
Right? Not to mention the fact, not only is it just about the moms, but don't you just love when, you know, I'm assuming with you guys too, but dad just walks right on in and, oh, everything's wrapped and purchased, all ready to go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Stockings didn't get forgotten about.
No. Do you have to buy your own stuff for your stocking?
No, Lewis is good. He actually will purchase a lot of the presents, but his idea, like, I love Christmas shopping. I love the, like, rush of the crowd, the getting into the spirit, and the coziness of it all. That's not him. Like,
no.
It's, if he's going to a store, he's got to go out and just have a plan.
He has his
in,
list.
Out, exactly. Yeah. And I frankly enjoy walking up and down the aisles and
Me
being
too.
Inspired by, oh my gosh, I would love to get that
yes.
for my mom, or that looks like a perfect gift for Shannon,
yeah.
or whatever it might be. Like, that's how I get into the spirit of it all.
Yes.
And I have to do that alone because
Lewis
would never.
But I don't know about you, but I sometimes like to be alone when I'm shopping like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I don't feel like I have to worry about someone who's with me. Am I taking up their time? Right. Are they getting aggravated with me? Because I will go up and down every single aisle. Just to see what I can find. So, yes. And then the holidays is just, I love just the joy of the holidays as a whole.
Yeah.
Just seeing the lights and seeing just the displays. I love all, we already discussed this, but I love all the, like, inflatables in the yards and everything. I think it's fun.
I told myself this year that I was not going to be a Grinch. That,
yes.
Like, nothing was going to.
So I wore it for you.
Perfect.
You're welcome.
Perfect. But you are the least Grinch of anyone.
So I absolutely love the Grinch. And the only reason why is because we call Barrett the Grinch.
Mm.
So I have so many things that are the Grinch. And I'm actually wearing Gabriel's Grinch sweater.
My sweatshirt today. I'm so excited about
it. I love it. It's Mickey Mouse and Pluto.
Yes. So for those listening, it's Mickey Mouse and Pluto. And it's totally from the, like, 90s era.
Yes.
I thrifted it. It is my favorite thrift find that I have found all year long.
It looks awesome.
Thank you. It will not be sold. It is going to be in my closet forever.
And if you find one to match, please get it for me.
Certainly.
Thank
will
you.
Will do. Will do.
Yeah. Well, do you have anything special that you have when it comes to Christmas and holiday? Do you have any special traditions, or do you have anything that you have planned, like, right now that you are making sure that you guys do, like, all the different events that we have even here in Myrtle Beach?
Yeah. So one of them for sure is we do the Conway Christmas Parade every year.
Okay.
It's
a huge parade,
It
too.
Is a big parade.
Now, are we going to go ahead and put the jacket in the car?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. The kids will be sweating by the time that the parade is over with. So for those that didn't listen to Mom Fails, it was on an episode of recently. So go back and listen to it, and you'll understand the story that's behind that. But for that, you know, that's always a couple weeks before Christmas. That kind of sets the tone for our Christmas spirit and holiday fun. There's so much candy.
Yes.
And the group that we go with does, like, a big tailgate as part of it.
Fun.
So everybody kind of brings a potluck type thing, breakfast item. And then you sit for almost an hour and a half, two hours, watching the whole parade go by. So that's a lot of fun for us. And then Christmas Eve, I think I've talked about this before, is kind of our big family night with my side of the family. Although last year we did incorporate with Lewis's side going to church on Christmas Eve. So we did that early at, like, 4 o'clock. We'll definitely do that again this year. And then a big Christmas Eve dinner with my side of the family. And my dad is Russian Orthodox. So we do a lot of traditional things based around the Orthodox tradition or religion. So for us, it is a completely meatless meal. We do have seafood. So we have fish and shrimp.
Is it the seven
For us, it's not the seven. No.
Okay.
But like some of the other traditions included, we leave an extra place setting for a guest of any sort. So we always set an extra place setting, regardless of how many people we have. There's always one extra. It's always a candlelit dinner. Yeah. So there's some crazy traditional food that includes like sauerkraut and barley and wheat, and there's these different like casserole type things and all of that. It's definitely not for the faint of stomach, I would say. But for me, it's like that one time a year where we eat those types of foods. Yeah. And so it's always warm and welcoming, and it feels good to the soul. Cause
do you help with cooking? Or absolutely. Is that your dad and mom that do all that?
So my dad has his grandmother's cookbook that has all the original recipes in it.
Aww.
It's like falling apart, but we rust it out every year, make sure that we have it all. Like one of the items is split pea soup. So it's like a pea soup, obviously. But then like some of the other traditions that go along with it is you place a piece of garlic at the end of the table and everybody eats a full loaf of garlic before the meal begins.
Oh my goodness.
We'll talk about indigestion afterwards.
I was going to say, y'all but make sure you stay away from each other too.
But it's to cleanse the sins from the year. And kind of warden away any bad spirits. We wash our hands with a coin to bring wealth and prosperity throughout the year. And then the coin goes under your plate. And then you're supposed to keep that coin with you all year long.
Oh.
So I have a silver dollar that was given to me at a young age that I use every year.
Okay.
And I always have it in my purse.
Wow.
Yeah. And I use that same one. So we will carry on that tradition with our boys as well.
So I'm just curious, when you say wash your hands, are you putting your hands in the, like, in the sink? Or
yes.
Are you putting the coin in the bowl and, like, washing, like, in the bowl?
More of, like, just in the sink and just take the money and
like,
you know, use soap.
It,
but
like,
also,
use it like soap.
Yep,
okay.
Exactly.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
And then, and this won't happen for quite a while, but, like, anybody that's in like marrying age that's not married will get honey put across their forehead, and that's to make them sweet all year long.
Oh.
I'm trying to think of what else. We pass around blessed wafers, and before the meal starts, you kind of give a blessing to each person, and then you split the wafer and take a bite of theirs, and they take a bite of yours, that kind of thing. It's really family focused.
Yeah,
and,
it sounds like
you know, it's very, very special. It's super traditional. So a lot of history involved with it. That's always my favorite night of the whole holiday season.
That sounds very special.
It is.
Something
it's
to remember.
It's really,
every,
really special. And, you know, my grandparents on that side are both passed away at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But to know that we're carrying on that tradition is something that really means a lot to me. And, you know, it's something that even though I don't necessarily celebrate the Orthodox tradition or religion at this point in my life, it's something that I know that I will carry on just as a tradition from my family and to continue to carry on. So
that's so sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
and
fun.
Then, you know, Christmas morning is just the chaos of Christmas and all of that. What traditions do you guys have?
Honestly, well, of course, just talking about getting into the holiday spirit, we love going to the parades, just like you just mentioned. We're going to the Surfside Beach Parade this weekend. That's a little bit closer to us than Conway, even though Conway's not that far. But we'll be actually in the parade for work. But my mom is going to watch Grayson and let just me and Gabriel be in the parade because Grayson likes to catch all the candy.
Mm-hmm.
Gabriel likes to walk and wave and throw the...
Do the adult type thing.
Yes, he does. So he thinks that's fun. But we also want to go and check out there's some different light displays throughout our area. So going to go in and do that. And then, of course, when it comes to Christmas Eve, we go to Mass. We don't do midnight Mass because that's just way too late for us in general. But we'll go to the early service. And with Mass in our area, there's not as many Catholic churches. So you have to get there almost an hour early. And usually we're in the gym during Mass just because the fact with having kids is a little bit easier. So we go and do that. And then usually afterwards, we'll either go out to dinner or I've put something in the crock pot.
Mm-hmm.
We've never been we used to have a huge, when I was growing up, we would do a big Christmas Eve celebration at my great grandparents' house with all the cousins and everything. And that was always so much fun. But since we've moved to Myrtle, we've been here for many, many, many years. Christmas Eve hasn't always been as much to do. We used to, my dad and I, this was one of the best experiences throughout growing up, we would always do Christmas Eve shopping. Mm-hmm. And my dad and I, we loved the fact to find the cool deals and thinking that we were doing good mm-hmm. by my mom. You know, we got it on clearance, yeah. Nana or mom, you know, at the time. But so that was always fun, the Christmas Eve shopping. But our big thing is actually Christmas morning. So, of course, Barrett and I and the boys, of course, wake up at like the crack of dawn. I make the boys stay on the steps. They're not allowed to get off the steps because they have to get a picture before they leave the steps. So we do that. And then, of course, we do. They get to see what Santa brought and stockings and all that good stuff. But we do a really huge breakfast. Like, mm-hmm. when I say huge, everything you can imagine for breakfast we have out. And, of course, we have mimosas and Bloody Marys and things. And my mom usually comes over. I was going to
say, does your mom come over?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of times my sister and her fiance, they'll come over for a little bit as well. But then throughout the day for Christmas, we actually just stay in our PJs and chill and play with the toys or whatever it may be and watch the Disney parade because always love to mm-hmm. watch the Disney parade. But I really try to make Christmas more about the experiences of going out and about. My kids, they know that we always do one of the angel tree, mm-hmm. you know, shop for a kid, or we go and decorate the local homeless shelter. I want them to see and experience, you know, just how each and every person, everybody's lives are different, mm-hmm. but to appreciate everything that they have, but also to right. know about giving back. And,
yeah,
and
it's
really
not about
serving.
What you get for Christmas. Yeah. It's about what you give for Christmas.
And and my kids know that. My parents, I was very blessed growing up. My parents would get, you know, a lot of stuff here and there. But my kids know there's only a few gifts for Christmas. There's nothing too crazy. Just because the fact is that they're so blessed that they have everything they need. Mm-hmm. They might not have everything they want, but they have everything they need. So we really make sure they understand and appreciate what Christmas is about, of spending time with our family
yeah.
and enjoying the moment. So this year they're getting a little bit cool, a really cool gift that Mama finally gave in to. I'm not going to say it out loud.
Nope, because we know that
Grayson knows how to listen into the podcast. So as soon as after Christmas, I will definitely let everyone know. But both of them are going to be ecstatic because they have both been saving their money for over a year and a half for this particular gift. So for seeing the fact that their maturity level of trying and doing what they can, I finally gave in. So so that's exciting. But yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So it sounds like, I mean, growing up, did you guys also do the kind of the tradition of staying at home?
Yeah.
See, I was opposite.
Yeah.
We traveled to see family all day on Christmas.
And okay.
Even after once I opened my gifts, it was like, all right, we got to shower. We got to get ready. Go. Because Christmas was, you know.
Did your grandparents, did everybody live near?
Oh, so my grandparents and all my cousins and aunts and uncles, they all lived about 30 minutes away from, so
okay.
nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy,
but,
yeah.
You know, it would rotate in our family as to who was hosting Christmas, and, you know, we would go there. And one tradition that I would like from that side of the family, from my mom's side of the family, that like to carry over, and I don't know, I mean, it's going to have to be on Lewis's side, and I hope that maybe one day we get to this point, but instead of doing gifts for everybody,
mm-hmm.
we would do basically huge bags, and you would give everybody a stocking stuffer gift.
Yeah.
So you would get this bag that was filled with 30 trinkets of toys.
Oh, that's awesome.
You couldn't open them until it was like time to go. And somebody would count down,
yeah.
and then it was just a free-for-all, and there would be 16-ish people opening yeah. all of these little gifts all at the same time and wrapping papers going everywhere.
Oh,
and,
fun.
You know, you're like, hey, look at this. Oh, my gosh, yeah. look at this. And
now, was it like someone bought for that particular person?
Yeah, so
you
okay. had to buy for every person.
Okay.
So you would get there in the morning, and you would have your big bag full yeah. of gifts for everyone, and you would
okay.
go and put them in each everybody's little bag, and, you know, I look back now and it was always exciting for me to go to the dollar store. My parents would give me $20.
Oh, without a doubt.
Go pick out your stocking stuffer gifts. And then I look back at my mom and my aunts and, you know, they were the ones spending good money to make sure that there was something fun in everyone's bag. I'm sure it was a hassle for them. And, you know, they probably are like, we spent way too much money on things that they didn't even, you
but
know.
That's but also those, fun.
That's the memory that, like, I truly remember was opening the thing of bubbles and all of that. And it was always labeled who it was from. So you'd be like, oh, my Uncle Jimbo got me this. And, you know, it was fun and cool to do that. And I would like to carry that tradition on someday. I don't know if it'll ever get to the size that it was with that side of the family, but.
Well, that's also one of the things, though, that's fun to do even with friends. Mm-hmm. I mean, even it might not be the day of Christmas or whatever.
That's actually a great idea. I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My great-grandmother, she actually used to wrap the most ugliest ornaments you can imagine. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, she thought they were so pretty. But she would wrap them. And every cousin, we would all get one of those little ornaments. Mm-hmm. And I still have some of those ornaments that we would get. And they were dollar store, you know, type ornaments. But everybody would get one. It was never labeled, though. You had to pick. So if you want a blue wrapper, okay, then whatever that might be. But that
my dad has a tradition of wrapping everything in newspaper.
Oh my goodness.
And then he was like, well, you always know it's for me because it's wrapped in newspaper.
There you go. And he saved some money.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And he was recycling, kind of.
I don't know if he's saving money now because he probably has to find a newspaper somewhere. But back in the day, when the newspaper came to our house regularly every day.
When it was free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But did you ever do I call it Dirty Santa, but other people call it other things, the white elephant and all that. Did you do that?
I remember there was a couple of years where we did it at like a New Year's party instead of, but you
brought stuff you didn't want that you got from Christmas. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was fun.
I think those are always fun.
Me too. We actually do for our chamber ambassadors. We have this big, humongous blow up dice. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, you know, if you roll in a 3, you pass the gift. Everybody has the gift in front of them. So it's like you're in a circle and you pass the gift, you know, to the left 4 times or whatever. You roll on the 1, like, okay, whoever it's the closest to opens their gift. There's all these different rules.
The game's more fun than.
Well, typically you've already been drinking some. So it's always like, okay, oh, wait, what was that rule again? You know? So we always do that. We've actually done that at a few different events, not just our ambassadors that started all of that a few years ago. But the Dirty Santa is something that white elephant that we'll do with Barrett's side of the family.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So, and it's always fun because you don't spend more than $10.
Right.
Like, you know, it could be a lottery ticket or it could be one of the ones that we got was like a noisemaker and the boys love it because it, of course, makes tooting noises.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. There was a couple of years ago, I say a couple, it was probably 10, 15 years ago that we did something like that. And it was past the prime of like starter jackets before they have like come back in. So like it was like that middle phase.
Yeah.
Well, there was my grandfather had an old Eagle starter jacket.
God bless.
I wish I had that thing right now.
Yeah.
It was like the Kelly Green one that's super popular right now. Oh, man. But
did you have a starter jacket?
Oh, you want to know what mine was?
What was
it? Chicago Bulls.
Oh,
I love that
thing. Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I loved
it. So I had a Tar Heel one and then also had a Charlotte Hornets.
Everybody had a Charlotte Hornets.
I mean, you had to have a Charlotte Hornets. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think there was a Christmas where it was like most of the cousins got starter jackets one year.
Those were awesome.
Awesome.
I wish I still had mine.
Mm-hmm. I also randomly had like a Colorado Rockies one.
Is there a certain player or something?
No, I think my mom found it like on value and was just like, oh yeah, here we go.
Well, you just said Chicago Bulls, so Gabriel's basketball team is the Bulls.
Ooh.
Yeah. Trying to find some Air Jordan stuff.
Whew.
Huh, I need a second job for all that.
Yeah, no joke.
Was there a favorite gift you ever got when you were a kid?
Favorite gift. Oh, that's tough. So my dad is into traditions more than I say this now, but he would always get me a music box and a porcelain doll.
Okay.
So looking back now, my room was very creepy in the sense that I had all of these porcelain dolls everywhere across my room. I recently just got them all back.
Oh, I bet you might need to see
Yeah. Well, the idea is that, like, I've told him, hey, I don't have girls to pass these down to. I'm going to sell them through Poshmark. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to get a lot for them. I have some nice ones, but they're just, I mean.
They're not the American doll or
I do have an American Girl doll I will be selling as well. She is an original.
Watch out.
So, yeah, I have Felicity.
I don't really know the dolls.
She has all of her original stuff on, so I'm very excited to get that up and listed. But same thing with the porcelain dolls. So those were always fun because I knew that they were coming, and I always wanted to see what
he was going to get,
what he was going to get, and who he was, you know, all of that. And the music boxes, I have those as well. They're heavy, but there's some really cool ones in there. I don't plan on doing anything with those. I'm just going to hang on to those. But overall, I don't know. What about you? Do you have a
There was a couple. One, I believe I was five. Because, you know, growing up, when we were growing up, you were to ride your bike everywhere. Mm-hmm. There was no getting around that. My kids don't really ride their bikes that much. So I was off the training wheels before I was five. But I remember this bike. It was bright pink and yellow, but it had a radio attached to it.
Oh, wow.
I was the coolest person in the world. I got this, and, you know, with that bright multicolored jacket, windbreaker jacket. I know the little things that you remember that, how do you remember that kind of stuff? But I remember getting both of those things the same day, like for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I rode that bike everywhere, playing my music, thought it was the coolest thing in the world. And then my parents, I was into Barbies. Yeah. I absolutely loved Barbies. And my dad built, of course, he bought it, but he built it, a Barbie Dream House, like one of those cool ones. And he definitely stayed up all night long building that thing because you could just tell the next morning. And I never realized why he was so tired because our parents do a lot for us, the magic of everything that the holiday season brings. So that was something that was really cool that I'll never forget. But yeah, but that was
now that
fun.
You say that I got a like a custom dollhouse. So it wasn't, you know, it wasn't Barbie's dream house, but it was a beautiful like. Custom dollhouse.
Yeah. I don't think this was like Barbie logo on it, but it was definitely a
pretty close to it.
And my dad always talked about that thing for many years because he's wanted to make sure that I knew that there was a lot of love and tears and sweat and everything else that was put into that thing.
For sure. Are your boys asking for anything special?
They, you know, when it comes to Christmas, they know that they don't really get a lot. One of the gifts that they always get every single year, and I think I've been doing this since I think they were like 2 and 3, they get a new whoopee cushion.
Ooh.
I know. But they want a PlayStation 5. So they have been begging for that for a couple years, however long that's been out. Gabriel is always wanting a new dinosaur. Doesn't even matter if he has it or not. Like, he wants any dinosaur imaginable. And then Grayson, anything football. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, just football. So, yes. And then we need already new shoes. So those are some of the things. But they always get, like, underwear and socks and deodorant and all that good stuff. Are the boys asking? Well, Colton.
Colton wants anything Mario related.
Okay.
And he wants a car track, like to take his cars on. Those are the two
like
main
the
things.
Like the Hot Wheel tracks?
Yeah, a Hot Wheel track of some sort. Yeah. So those are the two main things that he's kind of asking for. I don't think that he understands that, like, he can ask for things. Like,
Because
it's kind of open. So, the more ideas he gives,
the better.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think he's still growing a little bit into that. And we bought a gift for Nolan on Black Friday that I completely forgot about. And I was starting to be like, oh my gosh, we don't have anything for Nolan. And then I looked in our closet and I was like, oh my gosh, we gotta have the game. We're good.
Now, are you a stickler of this kid gets 5 gifts, this kid gets 5 gifts?
Not necessarily. No.
Mm-hmm. Yours are a little bit, they're not so close in age.
Yeah. Right.
I have to count out just to make sure each person, even it might not be monetarily wise the same amount, but it's the same amount of unwrapping.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that makes sense.
It's an argument.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's just like, the world.
Do you like wrapping Christmas gifts?
I love it.
I absolutely love it. It is my favorite holiday activity.
I saw someone, there was a mom, she rented a hotel room for the weekend.
I saw this too. Yes.
And just rented it just to wrap all of her gifts in peace.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's kind of smart.
Yeah.
But yes, I love wrapping gifts.
Well, Lewis last year got a a workbench for outside in the garage. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to make that my wrapping station.
Oh, there you go.
I'm going to take it over for the rest of the holiday season. I'm going to have the wrapping out there. He has a TV set up out there already. So
you're going to do so much better. See, I sit on my floor in my bedroom.
That's normally where I do
watch
it.
TV, mm-hmm. lose the scissors, the tape, yep. mm-hmm. every other gift.
Yep.
And just watch my Hallmark.
Yeah. I remember one year my, speaking of losing scissors, my grandmother wrapped the scissors in the box.
That's awesome. Yeah,
yeah. We opened it. We were like,
thanks for the scissors.
She was like, oh my gosh. No. I was looking for those. Yeah, well, here they are.
There was something I saw. I think it was TikTok or something. Take a shot each time you lose your scissors or your tape. And it's like, never mind, don't, you'll die.
That's very true. Very true.
Now, are you big about everything gets wrapped or?
Yes.
Everything gets wrapped. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Everything gets wrapped. So I compromise. Mm-hmm. And while I would love like the beautiful tree that is all the same colors and like the same, all of that, like the bougie
very
tree,
you know? Southern charm type.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I compromise and say that all my wrapping will be the same. So like I get coordinated wrapping paper.
So each person has their own color?
No, not necessarily. But like all the colors go together. The bags all kind of match in the same scheme and all of that. So like the underneath part of my Christmas tree looks very organized.
And I would like a picture of that.
Sure. Absolutely. Although I bought gold sparkly wrapping paper as like one of my accent colors this year. But the tape doesn't stick to the wrapping paper, so I can't use it.
Oh, no.
I'm like, well, geez.
Super glue.
Why would you even make wrapping paper that doesn't, tape doesn't stick to it?
It's pretty.
I guess so, but it does me no good.
That's where you get, like, the big ribbon and, like, tie it, true. You know, and then bring mm-hmm. it all the way around and tie a pretty bow and all mm-hmm. that good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, fun. Yeah. The joys.
Oh, I am looking so forward to Christmas.
Me too. I love holidays. The holiday season just, especially when it starts getting cooler mm-hmm. and, you know, like the season's changing. I also enjoy just having 2 weeks off because I have to take those 2 weeks off. School's closed. Yes, there are days that the kids and I, we might go nuts and go and do everything tourist related in Myrtle Beach. Like we try to go and do mm-hmm. it all with our fanny packs and everything. But then there are some days that we just stay in our pajamas
and don't do anything.
And it's just nice because it's just the hustle and bustle throughout the entire year. And this is the one time that we know that we get to chill. Mm-hmm. And we don't really travel much during mm-hmm. the holidays. We may go and see Barrett's family. And if we do, it's maybe for a day, like, and then we come back the following morning or something. We just really, we hang out and enjoy ourselves. And it's just nice just to sit back and just relax. This year, we're actually going, though, right before Christmas to a Carolina Panthers game.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who are they playing?
They're playing the Atlanta Falcons.
Nice.
Yeah, so it'll be a big game.
Yeah.
So that's going to be one of the—
That will be fun.
One of the fun experiences, but it's just nice just to chill for mm-hmm. a little bit.
Yeah, take your mind off work and enjoy some family time.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes. Do y'all go out of town at all? Do you go to Florida?
No. My parents are coming here. Mm-hmm.
Fun.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
Oh, Christmas song.
Yeah.
I really like Dominic the Christmas Donkey. Do you know that song?
Maybe.
Ugh, it's just a fun song.
Just the sing-along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then, you know, the classics are always good.
Yeah.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Love that one.
Mm-hmm.
We love The Grinch because it is funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, they both have their Christmas albums. So
they do.
I like to listen to those.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Christmas movie. My favorite Christmas movie is A Christmas Story. Lewis hates it and refuses to watch it.
You and Barrett.
I love it.
I hate that movie.
I love it.
Golly. Ralphie reminds me of Gabriel.
I can see that.
And it just makes me just so angry. And I'm getting worked up right now because I just feel so bad for Ralphie. And he just, every time I see him, I'm like, oh, my poor little Gabriel. Barrett, on the other hand, he does. He loves that movie.
But for me, it's the nostalgia of, like, I don't watch it prior to Christmas Day, but when it's on for 24 hours, like Christmas Eve or whatever, that's the only time that I watch that movie. But, like, gotta watch it. Have to.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then what is Lewis's favorite movie?
He loves the claymations.
The Santa older ones. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, those are cool.
He also, we always watch Home Alone at some point in time. We were trying to decide this year if Colton was old enough to watch Home Alone. I think we're maybe one more year, two more years.
He won't understand some stuff, but some of the things he probably would think is hilarious because the boys, they love Home Alone.
Yeah.
But it did take a little while.
Yeah. But. There's some great classic, you know, we're watching a lot of Mickey classics, those types of Christmas movies right now with Colton and having him discover them for the first time.
Aww.
So it's fun.
You don't like Elf? Elf is my favorite.
Yeah, I like Elf. I think I've just seen it so many times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely a good one for us.
I mean, didn't they just celebrate 20
years? Yeah. Hope.
That makes me feel so old.
I know.
So old.
But I mean, how long ago was The Christmas Story?
Oh, yeah. That's
golly.
Probably working on 40 years.
Maybe. And then Home Alone was definitely at least probably 30.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there's some really good Christmas movies
and
out there.
My mom and I always watch A Miracle on 34th Street together and like cry the whole time we watch it. Yeah. I mean, when they arrest Santa, I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. Who does that? But yeah,
We also love the Santa Claus, all the Santa Claus movies with Tim Allen.
Yeah. We just rewatched the Disney Plus, the series they did last year with it.
That was
really good. So
we're on the season two. Yeah. Because, The Boys and I, that's something that we get into and watch.
I mean, this time of year, we just come home and put on Christmas stuff, whatever it is, no matter what it is. Like, it's just the background noise of
cooking and doing whatever.
Yeah. That's why it's special, you know.
Yeah.
It's fun this time of year.
That's fun. Yeah. Definitely hoping for it to continuously stay cold.
Mm-hmm.
Because us living at the beach, I mean, I love.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I love going to the beach. But I do have a lot of Christmas sweaters.
Yeah.
And I want to wear them.
I have a lot of great clothes that are warm.
Right, because you can just layer up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I saw my cousin posting on Instagram today that they were having snow in Delaware. I mean, it wasn't anything crazy, but they were having some fun flurries. And I was like, oh, that would be nice.
You're probably familiar with snow. Mm-hmm. See, myself and my kids, we may have seen an inch of snow in all these years.
It's true.
When I lived in North Carolina, we did have some snow, but nothing to the extreme of what you have probably seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had, growing up, there would be snowstorms that you would get locked in for like a week at a time and you weren't going anywhere.
I think I would go nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good thing I live in the South.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can actually remember one time that my dad, he was actually on a guy's trip in Myrtle Beach when we got a huge snow and ice storm.
Oh, wow.
And he conveniently couldn't come back because of the storm.
Must be nice. Did he do that on purpose, like coming to the beach during when it was the winter time?
Probably.
You're not smart. I'm just saying.
My mom would go on the golf trips, too, at some point in time. So it all weighed itself out.
There you go.
Looking back now.
Yeah. Well, hopefully. Hopefully we might actually see snow. You never
Maybe.
Know.
Maybe. I'd get a little snow for Christmas.
Hey, that'd be cool.
Feels like it's cold enough outside today.
I know. I love it.
All right. Well,
thanks for.
If I don't see you, I mean, I guess Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yes. It's going to be fun.
It will be a fun one. I can't wait to hear all the stories.
Yeah. We'll have to we'll take some pictures and we'll share them with everyone.
Absolutely.
And, we always get, I try to get as close as I can matching PJs for the family.
Do you do Christmas cards?
No.
Okay. Me either.
I feel bad. And I say it every year. Oh, I'm going to do one.
No.
Mm-mm.
Bless those moms who make it happen.
Good for you.
Bless them.
You know, it's already hard enough to get pictures printed for my mom because we always do a cool, like, frame of, like, 8 photos just to get those printed before it's time to wrap up the picture frame.
Yeah, and then gather everyone's addresses and...
Yeah. And, I mean, I hate to say it. If I'm going to do anything, I'll just send an email.
Yeah.
Or a text message.
Yeah, text message for sure. Easy.
Yeah.
Send that picture around. But.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, our family photo, is honestly, for Christmas is usually like whatever we have by the Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas from the verdicts.
That works perfectly.
Yep. There you go. So
you're creating memories either way, Shannon.
Oh, no matter what happens. Amen. And, you know, every year is a new memory.
Absolutely.
And a new experience, and we add more things to the whole mix.
Mm-hmm.
So
And you guys have a new puppy this year to go along with it.
We do.
Oh.
Yeah.
To be continued, folks. Let's end it there before we get to another
training.
Story.
Yes. The end. Yeah. Well,
Merry Christmas to everybody. Yes. Absolutely. Well, and I think we'll have another episode before New Year's. But if not, have a happy New Year's and enjoy a little family time, everybody. And I think we'll be back shortly after the new year. So enjoy that time.
Cheers.
All right, cheers, everybody.
We don't just get away at the beach. We get together. Because no matter what floats your boat, we're floating right along with you. With over 2,000 restaurants, live music all day and night, and endless attractions, Myrtle Beach was made for having fun and beaching easy. Welcome to 60 miles where you belong, the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.